Florida is suing Target, accusing the retail giant of hiding from its investors the financial hit it took from its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, particularly an LGBTQ plus merchandise campaign. The lawsuit, led by freshly confirmed Attorney General James Uthmeyer, comes in the midst of growing pushback against DEI initiatives from conservatives nationally, including President Donald Trump. In the lawsuit Thursday, Florida officials argue Target violated the Security Exchange Act by failing to warn investors of the pending backlash from its DEI and Pride Month campaigns. Target launched a Pride campaign in 2023, which included LGBTQ plus apparel and other items. The move drew backlash from conservatives, including boycotts, which led to the company removing some items from its stores. Florida's State Board of Administration, which manages public retirement funds, filed the lawsuit with conservative advocacy group America First Legal. The plaintiffs say Target's failure to disclose financial losses from the initiatives directly hurt shareholders. Uthmeyer accuses Target of pushing a radical left ideology at the expense of financial returns. Executive Vice President of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression raised concerns. The lawsuit violates free speech, writing on X. If Florida gets its way, the government will control books and clothing that companies can sell and marketing campaigns they run. As Straight Arrow News recently reported, Target's share prices fell by more than 20% in November of last year. A separate lawsuit from Target shareholders is also ongoing against the company, which accuses the retailer of failing to predict backlash against its DEI initiatives in 2023. The lawsuits come after Target announced late last month it would end its DEI initiatives this year.